Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. The Biden administration may be making political decisions that explain why the United States is not included in Bible prophecy for the end times. That's the headline. Colonel Bob McGinnis comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Why do you say that in less than 2 months in office, President Biden is guilty of rank malfeasance when it comes to America's security?
Well, it seems as if social engineering is something that the Democrats occupy the White House like to do with the military. You know, the first thing that Biden did when he walked in the door of the White House was to say, we need to have more transgenders, and we need to take non-warrior experienced women and have them run our combatant commands. And it's all about this leftist agenda and nothing about defending this country. And of course, we've seen what's happened in the southwest border, which endangers all Americans.
Is it not true that the main purpose of a national government is to secure our nation from an external attack?
Well, certainly a simple reading of the Constitution of the United States would bring you to the conclusion that the primary purpose of this country is to defend us against foreign and domestic enemies. Domestic, I would argue, is people coming in across an open border. And foreign would be the Chinese, Russians, or whomever would want to attack us. And yet, this government has completely gotten out of the reins and is going in a very bizarre, what I'd argue is a Marxist direction. If, given what we've seen in the former Soviet Union and what we see today in communist China, that's the direction they want to take this country. And believe it or not, Democratic Party are in the back pocket of the communist Chinese, have a lot of history that people need to appreciate that this is truly an existential threat. And this could easily explain why the United States is not in biblical end times prophecy.
Colonel Bob McGinnis explaining how the Biden administration's political decisions may be the reason why the United States is not in Bible prophecy for the end times. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Bob's report is significant both politically and prophetically. Bob is correct. America is not mentioned in the prophetic scenario of the Bible. Revelation 17:17 reveals that God will put into the hearts and minds of political leaders to make political decisions that will fulfill God's plan for the future. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...